More than 3,000 Border Patrol agents are working along the Texas-Mexico border, that is. And that's because the nation, of course, is dealing with a surge in illegal immigration. Now, well before President Barack Obama declared the influx of unaccompanied children and teenagers a humanitarian crisis, Customs and Border Protection was already in need of more hands. It had announced plans to hire 2,000 officers, and then this happened. For a close-up view at the stresses on the Border Patrol, Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske joins us now. Commissioner, great to have you with us. Let's start. I want to ask you to give us an up-close look at what Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley are doing right now. What's a day like for them?
Well, we have added a number of Border Patrol agents from other areas of the border to make sure that we have enough people in the Rio Grande Valley. But the day really for them is these are people turning themselves in, asking for assistance. In fact, the people that helped to smuggle them over tell them to look for the person in the green uniform. So this is not the situation certainly that we've had in the past where people have to be apprehended. These are encounters.
So they're coming in the regular gates and bridges and routes that people crossing for normal business would also use?
Very much so. We have two modes of entry. One is between the borders, and that's the responsibility of the Border Patrol. But then we've had young children walking up onto the bridges, walking to the ports of entry where our Customs and Border Protection officers, and those are the officers in the blue uniforms, actually encounter them also. And so it's required a great deal of humanitarian outreach by all of these people.
And how have you adjusted your staffing resources across the agency to deal with this in the most effective way?
The first thing that we did was I had been confirmed on March 7th and was in the office the same day, but the next week I was in McAllen, Texas, to take a look at this firsthand. We have added 115 Border Patrol agents in the first round, and then Secretary Johnson recently announced an additional surge of 150 Border Patrol agents. So adding those personnel has been helpful, but I think most importantly has been this whole of government approach, wherein other components in the Department of Homeland Security, but also Health and Human Services and also the Department of Justice have been great assets in helping us get these kids to a place that's safer and, frankly, more hospitable than a Border Patrol station.
Is there some sense on the part of the people, your people and also Customs and Immigration people that are receiving those folks coming across the border, that they're not really all of one type? I mean, just from reading and looking at the different reports I've seen, there are some very small children, but there's also some pretty dangerous-looking characters who happen to be under 21.
Well, that's exactly right. And the Border Patrol agents are very much knowledgeable about gang affiliations, gang membership, et cetera. And that's why the screening of all of the folks that are coming in, including in about 77% of the people under age 18 or between the ages of 14 and 18. So we have to be aware of that. But I would tell you, we're not seeing levels of gang activity or gang affiliation coming in with this wave of migrants.
We've also heard reports that in recent weeks, it's actually the surge is not quite as great as it was a few weeks earlier. But in terms of the setup that you have and the pull on your agency's resources, is this sustainable? Can the Border Patrol keep it up as it is now?
No, we can't keep it up as it is now. That's why the president has certainly asked for a supplemental. We have been using a lot of our funds for contract services, transportation, food services, et cetera. We've gotten a lot of help from the Coast Guard and medical corpsmen, the Public Health Service, FEMA, All of these things have been a great asset, but the supplemental is extremely important, not only to CBP, but certainly to the Department of Homeland Security. And I think probably most importantly, how we're going to, it's been often told, stem this flow, which is working in the three Central American countries where the majority of these people are coming from, to make their economy and to make their communities safer. Those are all critical issues. And that's why this supplemental is so vitally needed.
The president is asking for $3.7 billion. How much would go to your agency?
It's around $400 million that would go to Customs and Border Protection, and that would cover some of the costs. Remember, when we added these Border Patrol agents, they came from other areas of the country, and that was all on temporary duty status. So, you know, that becomes quite expensive when you're paying the cost of transportation, per diem, et cetera. But these agents are certainly needed, but they also have, of course, they bring to the experience and the skills that are needed because of the work that they've done for many years on the border.
And are you pretty certain that the number of people coming, as you say, presenting themselves at the standard crossings are not like decoying for people that are trying to infiltrate in between the legal crossings?
You know, we have a great Border Patrol chief in that area, Kevin Oakes, very experienced, and the staff down there, over 3,000 Border Patrol agents, have assured me that that is not the case. We have a variety of technology, tethered aerostats, remote video systems, unmanned aircraft, et cetera, that is all used to give us what we would call the situational awareness along the border. So at times you hear that statement that this is just being used as a way to, as a guise to let drug smugglers come in. Look, this is really, as the president deemed it, a humanitarian crisis. I'd give a great deal of credit, too, to those Customs and Border Protection officers, though, that are on the bridges dealing with this. Remember that the majority of their work is often people coming across the border in a lawful way or, of course, trade and travel issues. But they're dealing with a lot of people that are walking up and presenting themselves. That's why this recent announcement for 2,000 additional Customs and Border Protection officers and the hiring that Congress has approved is going to be so important. It's going to be important to our economic security.
We're speaking with Gil Kerlikowske. He's Commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection. I want to get to those 2,000 officers you plan to hire. Is that all you're asking for now, considering what's going on along the border?
Well, these individuals work at those land ports of entry. So these are the personnel. They're the first person that usually someone coming into the country meets. So their skills at not only protecting the country, protecting cargo, but also their ambassadorial skills when people come in, to make people feel welcome and to make them want to visit here. And frankly, that economic security, we know from the counts of increases in travel, really make a huge difference to our economy. So we're not only doing the protection of the borders, we're also looking at our economic protections also.
And we spoke a couple of weeks ago when this was all cresting to the Sean Moran, who is represents the Border Patrol agents from their union standpoint. And he described a picture of Border Patrol agents spending out of their own pocket to help some of the kids that were, you know, under their care, if you will, making lunches and that kind of thing. What kind of communication is going on vertically between management in Washington or management locally in Texas and the agents on the ground? Are you confident that you kind of have the pulse of what's going on with the agents themselves?
Well, I wouldn't even call it the vertical communication. I would call it horizontal communication. I've had four trips to the border, and when I was the president's drug policy advisor, I had many, many other trips to the border. Secretary Johnson, who's only been in office about 6 months, has had 5 trips to the border and visited. So I know that when I first went in early March, those Border Patrol stations were absolutely overwhelmed. And I watched agents making lunches in microwaves. I saw them pictures of a birthday cake that they presented to an 11-year-old who'd never in his life had a birthday cake. I know without question they were bringing in clothing from their own children, those kinds of things. Things are better now, and I would not even begin to think that that this is over, and would not want anyone to assume that. But things are better now because the Secretary's leadership has been great in getting a whole-of-government approach, and certainly the President's focus is on this issue also.
I want to touch on that, and you said that this situation is unlike many of the conflicts that Border Patrol agents are used to having. These are people who want to be turning themselves into the Border Patrol. What sort of skills are you looking for in new officers, considering that they are, in some cases, dealing with children who are in a very foreign land without any parents? What sort of skills does a Border Patrol agent need now?
They need a lot of skills. It's an unbelievable challenge to be a member of Customs and Border Protection. So if you think about not only those skills of the people skills and the human skills, people arriving exhausted at a port of entry and need to be helped through the customs procedure, but also this is a law enforcement agency and it's a border protection agency, and so they need those law enforcement skills also. It's very similar to the career that I had for many decades in law enforcement. Then there's one other skill that's absolutely vital to them, and that is technology. We have a huge array of technology, radiation portal monitoring, kiosks for automated passport control, global entry, which has been incredibly popular, and of course we've just reached over a million people that are members of global entry. So they need the technological skills also. So we really demand a lot from these folks, but quite frankly, when you look at the benefit and the cost return, they really deliver on the taxpayer dollar.
And as you have sought these 2,000 and so forth, where are they coming from? Do they mostly have law enforcement backgrounds? And are you getting enough candidates so that you can choose the best, not just have to ingest everyone that shows up?
Well, you know, the first round for the 2,000 agents, we had 10,000 applications, which is really wonderful. But then when our hiring and screening standards are very high, and so we need as many applicants as possible. I would mention how important it is that we hire veterans also. About 30% of our workforce, in fact, are veterans, and I think that's extremely important. Right now, given all of the situations and our close working relationship with the military and the Department of Defense.
I want to ask you about the National Guard perhaps coming to supplement the Border Patrol. I understand that the Obama administration is assessing the need right now. And from your point of view at CBP, what factors need to be considered when there's the addition perhaps of the Guard to the Border Patrol?
Well, the Guard has been added twice to the Border Patrol, going back to 2006 and 7, which was a wave of migrants, mostly from Brazil at that time, and then again in 2009. And in 2009, that was when the Border Patrol had given, thanks to Congress and thanks to the administration, appropriated funds to hire additional agents. We're over 20,000 agents, in fact, right now. But that Border Patrol or the National Guard was very helpful at that time. This is very different. We're not chasing people through a tough environment to try and apprehend them. These are people turning themselves in. So the President sent a team down this week to take a look with the Department of Defense and Homeland Security at what functions or jobs, if they are needed, could the National Guard do. And we're going to take a close look at that assessment. But right now, I think we're doing very well.
From your personal standpoint, has this crisis in Mexico consumed 90% of your time, or do you have a chance to think about Canada once in a while and maybe the cruise ships?
Well, you know, it's a wide array, the portfolio for the commissioner, because you're not only, as Secretary Johnson often talks about, the facilitator of lawful trade and travel, which is important to our economic welfare, but it's also the border protection. So I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, day before yesterday for a large economic summit with the Pacific Northwest and our Canadian partners. And you're right, the cruise ship industry, particularly having lived in Seattle for 9 years, was vital to that economy. So we have to make sure that that we're hitting all the points of our responsibility here at CBP.
Gil Kerlikowske is the Commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.